Frequently asked questions regarding surmorelin. What is surmorelin? Surmorelin is a synthetic hormone that is functionally identical to growth hormone releasing hormone, GHRH, otherwise known as growth hormone releasing factor, GRF. In many scientific papers, surmorelin is referred to as GRF1-29NH2. Is surmorelin chemically identical to GHRH? No. Surmorelin only consists of the initial 29 amino acids that make up GHRH. However, even though surmorelin differs biologically from GHRH, the human body treats the two substances the same way in the body. GHRH features an amino acid chain that is 44 peptides in length. What type of cells produce GHRH? GHRH is manufactured by the neurosecretory cells in the human brain. Neurosecretory cells are specific neurons that take neurological signals from other brain parts and convert them into chemical messengers to distribute to other parts of the brain or throughout the body. Who discovered GHRH? A. Shally and R. Gilliman initially characterized GHRH during the 1970s, thanks mainly to the efforts of their student W. Wehrenberg. Wehrenberg was interested in determining which portion of the human growth hormone molecule was necessary to stimulate the pituitary gland. After a period of trial and error in which he deleted individual acids from the peptide sequence, he eventually reached a tipping point. After that, the hormone no longer produced stimulative action. After deleting the last 16 amino acids from the peptide chain, he discovered that the first 29 amino acids were the only necessary peptides needed to stimulate the endogenous manufacture and secretion of human growth hormone. The ultimate reason surmorelin's chemical notation is GRH1-29NH2. The final portion of the notation, NH2, represents the final amino acid of GHRH. Are human growth hormone and surmorelin biologically identical? Surmorelin and human growth hormone are unique substances that stimulate different hormonal functions within the human body. Surmorelin functions as a precursor for the production of HGH. A human growth hormone precursor is also known as an HGH secretagogue. This is a simplified way of saying that surmorelin activates the pituitary gland, stimulating the production and secretion of HGH throughout the body. Surmorelin is significantly smaller than human growth hormone. HGH is the most significant hormone produced by the human body, at a length of 191 amino acids, whereas surmorelin is tiny in comparison, consisting of only 29 of those acids. What are OTC-HGH secretagogues? Are they the same as surmorelin? No. Over-the-counter secretagogues, also known as human growth hormone releasers, are something completely different than surmorelin. Commonly advertised HGH releasers consist of amino acids such as L-dopa, glycine, L-ornithine, L-glutamine, and L-arginine. Herbal supplements such as Tribulus terrestris and Macuna pruriens are also often advertised as HGH releasers, as well as the substance ornithine alpha-ketoglutarate. Indeed, a significantly high dosage of a concoction of any of these HGH releasers can sometimes produce a pituitary response in which human growth hormone is secreted. Still, the effect it produces is not specific. This means that HGH releasers' effect on the brain will affect the entire brain, not precisely one specific region. Sometimes this results in the secretion of human growth hormone. Exercise also has a non-specific effect on the body, stimulating the entire brain. The effect of these human growth hormone releasers is unreliable and sporadic. However, because there is no simple and specific process by which any of the ingredients directly stimulate the pituitary. Are OTC-HGH secretagogues and hormone releasers safe? At best, they will be inert, and at worst, they can be highly damaging to the body. Because HGH releasers require high doses to show effectiveness, they can be very bad for the liver. After the stomach digests the ingredients of the HGH releaser, they are delivered to the liver, which attempts to break them down. The liver is not optimized to break down large amounts of these amino acids and can deteriorate over time. The kidneys also suffer similarly. Is surmorelin safe? In short, yes. Since surmorelin is injected rather than digested, it bypasses the liver and kidneys and is delivered directly to the brain where it is needed. Surmorelin bonds to specific kinds of receptors located on the somatotrophs of the pituitary gland. These somatotrophs are very efficient at absorbing surmorelin as it is needed. In addition to this, surmorelin injections feature significantly fewer amino acids. The body responds actively to a very small amount of surmorelin, therefore, there is no reason to flood the body and brain with excess amino acids, which will only tax the liver and the kidney. When used appropriately, surmorelin is incredibly safe and produces very limited side effects in a minority of patients. Why should I consider surmorelin when HGH therapy has been proven effective? There are several reasons to consider sermorelin over human growth hormone. Yes, sermorelin and human growth hormone replacement therapy produce the same positive effects on the human body. Still, there are advantages to sermorelin therapy that make it a much better option for a significant number of patients. Sermorelin eliminates the risk of human growth hormone overdose because the body regulates GHRH and sermorelin in a way that it cannot regulate human growth hormone. If too much sermorelin is present in the body, then the pituitary gland sends messages to the hypothalamus telling it to drop endogenous production of growth hormone-releasing hormone. In addition, the hypothalamus produces somatostatins, reducing the sermorelin or GHRH that the pituitary gland can absorb. In addition, sermorelin produces a natural ebb and flow of human growth hormone production, which is impossible when using human growth hormone injections. HGH injections simply splash the bloodstream with human growth hormone, which slowly recedes throughout the day. Also, by stimulating the pituitary gland naturally, sermorelin stimulates the pathway of blood vessels that connect the hypothalamus and the front portion of the pituitary gland. This pathway is known as the hypophyseal portal system. In addition, off-label usage of sermorelin is not a violation of American federal law. In contrast, strict limitations prevent the off-label use of human growth hormone therapy. Do I have to inject sermorelin? As of today, the only means by which to deliver sermorelin is using subcutaneous injection. There is an active theory that delivering sermorelin via a nasal spray may be possible, but this is still hypothetical, and there is no proof that such a method is viable. There is theoretical evidence that it may be possible. Although it has been proven that human growth hormone cannot be delivered via nasal spray, it may be possible for sermorelin to navigate the nasal mucosa barrier because sermorelin is a significantly smaller molecule than HGH. Clinical tests are currently underway, and the results of these tests should be released relatively soon. How much does sermorelin therapy cost, and how does this relate to human growth hormone HRT? Sermorelin therapy is about 10 to 15% cheaper per vial than human growth hormone replacement therapy. In addition, a sermorelin vial can last as long as 30 days for a patient, whereas a vial of human growth hormone generally lasts approximately 2 weeks. This means that sermorelin is significantly less expensive than human growth hormone replacement therapy while producing more excellent and safer results for patients suffering from HGH deficiency. How does one compare the effective doses of sermorelin and human growth hormone? It takes around the same amount of human growth hormone to produce a sufficient effect when one takes sermorelin. This is true, although the two hormones affect different body areas. Sermorelin stimulates the pituitary gland, whereas human growth hormone therapy bypasses the brain entirely, functioning through its relationship with the liver. The exact amount of both hormones leads to similarly increased insulin-like growth factor 1 levels. It is important to note, however, that sermorelin is measured in micrograms generally, whereas human growth hormone is prescribed in international units. The effects of human growth hormone therapy often diminish after several consecutive months of continuous use. What causes this, and does this also occur with sermorelin therapy? It is usual for human growth hormone replacement therapy to lose some of its potency after a half year or more of treatment. This is not the result of faulty bioidentical HGH or a fluke in the individual chemistry of a patient. The body begins to resist HGH hormone replacement therapy because the body is inundated with levels of human growth hormone that are abnormally high for several hours daily. It's simply the nature of subcutaneous HGH therapy. In addition, the constant release of human growth hormone in the body leads to a correlated abnormal increase in insulin-like growth factor levels in the body, leaving organic tissues more inundated with IGF-1 than they are generally accustomed to. These aspects of human growth hormone replacement therapy cause the body's tissues to regulate their intake of IGF-1 in response to the influx of the hormone, reducing the effectiveness of each IGF-1 molecule. The body is accustomed to occasional pulses of human growth hormone throughout the day, leading to a natural ebb and flow of HGH and IGF-1 available to the body. When undergoing sermorelin therapy, the pituitary and hypothalamus can control the level of human growth hormone distributed to the body, optimizing its release to when it is needed by the body to function optimally. This gives the organs and tissues of the body time to recover from periods of IGF-1 stimulation. Because of this significantly different way sermorelin functions in the human body, the effectiveness of sermorelin therapy does not atrophy over time. Can sermorelin treat other disorders not specifically tied to the endocrine system? It appears that this is the case. It is proven in one field in particular that sermorelin has beneficial effects, the area of sleep study. Significant clinical evidence suggests that sermorelin and growth hormone-releasing hormone can aid patients who have trouble sleeping by stimulating stage 4 deep non-rapid eye movement sleep. Taking Sermorelin injections nightly allows the body to develop a natural sleeping rhythm that assists the patient in achieving a longer and more restful sleep. There are likely other non-endocrine benefits to Sermorelin, but this field of study is relatively new. What is the proper schedule for administering Sermorelin? Sermorelin is most effective when injected subcutaneously once daily before bed. This is vitally important because the body naturally produces more growth hormone-releasing hormone. At the same time, we sleep, so injecting at night helps mimic the body's natural human growth hormone secretion schedule. It is also recommended not to eat late meals when undergoing Sermorelin therapy. Going to sleep with an empty stomach will aid the circadian rhythm and help the body focus on repair and rejuvenation rather than digestion. What should I do if I happen to miss a Sermorelin dose? If you miss a dose of Sermorelin, don't worry. It's not the end of the world. Just wait until the next night and take your routine average dose of Sermorelin at that point. There is no benefit to doubling doses to try to make up for a missed dose, so we advise against it fervently. Symptoms of adult human growth hormone deficiency. There are a number of symptoms of the aging process that can be at least partially the result of HGH deficiency. The more of these symptoms that you suffer from at the same time, the more likely your issues are the result of human growth hormone deficiency. Are you overweight? Individuals who suffer from hormone deficiency are often overweight for their age and height. This added weight tends to accumulate around the midsection. Adipose fat deposits develop on the stomach, hips, and thighs. These fat deposits are the hardest to eliminate, even with increased exercise and an improved diet. Do you suffer from anxiety or depression? HGH deficiency can destabilize your mood, leading to general dysthymia or even extreme depression. Such deficiency can also lead to elevated levels of stress, which are correlated with high cortisol levels. The effects of anxiety and depression are exacerbated by physical symptoms of human growth hormone deficiency. Do you have high levels of LDL, bad, cholesterol, or lower levels of HDL, good, cholesterol? Human growth hormone deficiency leads to reduced metabolism. This reduced level of metabolism can result in poor cholesterol levels, which are a precursor for life-threatening illnesses such as heart attack, stroke, and cardiovascular disease. Do you find yourself exhausted by midday, or do you find yourself unable to wake up in the morning? HGH deficiency can lead to many issues regarding your ability to keep your game face on throughout the day. HGH deficiency is intricately related to sleep disorders, which prevent you from getting the deep and restful sleep you need to be a fully functional human being. Also, poor metabolism prevents your body from getting the juice it needs from your dietary habits, leaving you listless and weary when you should be vibrant and on point. This generalized fatigue can leave you unable to take advantage of life's great opportunities and joys. Are you experiencing a decreased sex drive or inability to perform in bed? Human growth hormone deficiency can have devastating effects in the bedroom. The pressures of anxiety, depression, and negative self-image all combine in a way that can genuinely lead to your disinterest in sex. Reduced endurance can leave you exhausted and unable to perform at the level you once were able. In addition to this, issues with obesity and blood pressure can easily hinder your ability to be physically ready for sex as a man. Do you feel that you are not as strong as you once were? Do your muscles lack the definition they once had? HGH deficiency has significant effects on muscle mass. HGH plays a crucial role in the maintenance of the muscles. Without the rejuvenating effects of healthy levels of human growth hormone, your body will inevitably lose its ability to maintain muscle mass. This reduction in muscle mass will directly lead to a reduction in overall strength. Do you suffer from diminished levels of endurance or physical stamina? Can you not work out as intensely or as hard as you once did? Insulin-like growth factor 1 is one of the key ways the human body releases energy for physical activity. IGF-1 breaks down adipose fat stores, converting that fat into usable energy. HGH levels spike more often during strenuous cardiovascular activity, so that HGH can be converted to IGF-1, providing much-needed fuel for exercise. If you suffer from human growth hormone deficiency, this energy pipeline is much less efficient, and, as a result, the body is much less equipped for long and vigorous workouts. Have you been diagnosed with osteoporosis, or do you have a disease that results in a calcium deficiency? Human growth hormone deficiency is directly correlated with weaker bones. This is bad for both men and women, but since women have more naturally fragile bones, osteoporosis and calcium deficiency are more of a threat and can lead to devastating broken bones or other skeletal impairments.